Ham?
Before we get started...
Oh, he's going to sleep again.
No, I'm ready. Go ahead.
I made a comment last week regarding the city of Hammond, Indiana.
Oh, yeah. You called them the capital.
When one, I suggested a lost dog that was discovered there developed a smoking problem. As well as two, and this was the more egregious one, saying that it was worse than Gary, Indiana. Got a lot of ass since then. From the region rats of Hammond, Indiana, taking offense because Gary is borderline apocalyptic.
Oh, I thought you were saying you... Didn't you say you got a lot of ass since then?
It was a Jive Lee Wong reference.
Okay.
For the layperson.
Okay. For the layperson over there.
I'm only a novice Jive Lee speaker.
But, Hammond? Paradise compared to Gary.
It's a pretty low bar. And I'm with you. I've been to Indiana once, and I hope to never go back to Indiana. It was a cesspool.
Maybe one day I'll do the most dangerous cities in America. Gary definitely is always on that list. Hammond, not.
What if CC personally invites you?
That's probably the one good thing about Indiana, and she's not even from Indiana.
I just realized there are two CCs. I was not talking about
Sabathia.
The female version. I was talking about Kurt Cignetti.
Oh, I guess there are two good things about Indiana now. Fair enough.
But yeah, Pat from production, who was born in Hammond, yelled at me in the friendliest way possible the other day. And that's the end of my statement.
You better be nice to him. He'll keep some stuff in there on you that could ruin you.
Ooh, we might need to package that for later.
Thumbing through some outtakes.
Yeah. So I thought about this last night from an interaction I had. This got me thinking of minor inconveniencing one person to majorly inconveniencing everybody else. So recently...
The Monty story.
Tell me about it.
Recently, I got a fully electric car. Great purchase.
Well, you just wanted to fully go lib, huh? Transform to a full lib? This was the penis reduction of becoming a lib?
Yes.
Fully electric car.
You got gothic letters on the back windshield. I am trans. I love trans.
Am I the only person on this program that has a fully electric car?
You're the only one that has coexist as their license plate.
I don't have bumper stickers. Or that as the license plate.
If anyone on the show did, though, it would be you.
It'd be me. I had a hybrid plug-in for years, tested the electric waters.
Arguably worse.
Pulled the trigger this year, bought an EV car. You bought an EV car, fully electric car at the
same
time.
Don't point at me.
I'm gesturing. I didn't point.
I make sure to guzzle all the gas you guys are leaving in the ground.
Monty drives a semi to work.
I have two dually engines.
He's got the Mad Max truck with the milk and then also has the little tank on the back of it.
I told him that at any point my truck gets double-digit miles to the gallon, I'm taking it back.
No. So, new electric car, not a Tesla, but it has a Tesla connector so I can use their superstations, which is very nice because they're all over the place. I have one that's about a 5-minute drive from my house. Very convenient. This is where I found myself last night. So this one in particular, from 11 p.m. to 6, they have half off the charge rates.
So, okay, someone who doesn't know anything about that world.
So this might answer your question.
Okay.
There are three levels of charging for a Tesla or for electric cars.
We're going on a different road. Question is, are you having to leave your house to charge your car?
Level one, you plug your car into a normal socket at your house.
Okay.
It's a very slow charge rate. If I plug it in at 7 p.m. and then wake up or go to work at 10:45 or whatever, I get like 20 to 25 miles. Like, it doesn't put that much with the level one. There's a level.
So if you plug in at 7 p.m., 10:45 the next morning?
Yeah. It's like a trickle charge.
Oh, my God.
Very trickle. Now, there's level two ones you could do at your house. They're faster, but they require an electrician to install a particular socket for the voltage or whatever.
And, like, connect it to the fuse box and all that. And
yeah. But that one, it'll charge your car in like 4 or 5 hours. So you can plug it in overnight. It's charged up by the next morning. Then there's level three. Now, I don't have a level two because I'm having a renovation at my house and I'm going to have one installed. But for the moment, I'm using a level three charger. That's the Tesla supercharger, the DC charger ones, where it will charge your car in like 30 minutes or whatever. So I was there last night. car is not a Tesla, which is important because Tesla's, all of their chargers are on the back left.
Driver's side.
Driver's side, back portion of the car.
I'm guessing.
So when you go to a charge place for a Tesla, all of them back in because it's their connectors are built to where you back in your car and it's all plugged into the same spot. Every single Tesla, they all plug into the same spot. Now, other cars that are not Teslas, they have them in different spots, and that's where I'm getting to. So, at least the ones mine's laid out, the my charger place is laid out, they have one car hookup that juts out. So, I'm going to now text you guys a photo.
I don't have it yet.
I haven't hit send yet.
What's your taking name? So long?
Okay. So, this charger place has about 15 different spots. One juts out. And when I say juts out, I mean you don't have to back in to use it. Theoretically, you could just pull up to it if you're lazy and use that. And that's where I was inconvenienced. Not only last night, but the night before. So Friday night after concert, I went and saw Midas the Bear. 9 out of 10. Great show. Decided to charge my car. The charging spot that juts out that I use was used by a Tesla because they didn't want to back in. So they just pull forward. It's perfectly aligned for their side. They don't have to back in their car. Now I'm inconvenienced because in order for me to charge, I have to do one of three things. One, wait 30 minutes for them to finish charging so I could then pull into that spot, even though there are 15 other units they could have used. Two, I can now park in one stall and use the charger from a stall next to mine, inconveniencing me and somebody else. Or three, just come back another day and try to charge.
Or four, just drive a combustible engine like a real man, mm-hmm. not a dirty lib like you.
Or you.
Instead of being a Soros-funded soy boy.
Oh. And I'm proud to be an
You're like passing that buck Soros. Back.
I haven't got my check from yesterday. Damn it. So I decided option two, I will park. It wasn't that full on Friday night. So I parked in spot, used the charger next to me.
Two.
As soon as somebody pulled up to the charger or to the spot next to me, I left because I didn't want to inconvenience them because then they're now parking in a spot that they can't charge their car in. So I was like, I'm just going to come back tomorrow and use the one that's meant for my car. So I come back. Lot is half full, so there's clearly enough spots for people to park. Somebody has once again parked in the wrong spot so they could just pull forward and not have to back in. So now I have to wait 30 minutes because I have to charge my car at this point. I now have to wait 30 minutes for them to finish so that I could then pull my car in the correct way to charge it.
Did you consider just saying screw it and just go to one of the other ones and just park the way you're not supposed to?
It was half full and it was every other one.
Good way to look at
life. Do what?
Good way to look at life.
Half full?
Yeah.
Life is like a half full row of EV chargers, you know?
I would have to have waited until somebody else from any of the other stalls just so I could take up two more stalls. But it was a steady crowd last night of people coming up and plugging their car in. Because it's next to the airport, so...
Especially after No Kings, people were driving out to their protest.
Yeah. And also, like I said, after 11 p.m., it's half charge rate. So instead of it being 40 cents to charge your car for X amount of wattage or something...
Sure.
It's like 20 cents now.
How, I forgot what I was going to ask.
Oh my God.
Got distracted.
I did, yeah, sorry. Something.
I'm going to say you would have been within your rights.
To bitch at them?
Just to pull into one of the other ones if you could have.
I remember my question. How long can you go on half a charge or whatever?
I could go a couple days.
Okay. Because you said you had a half left, right? So it wasn't like you were running on "quote unquote empty."
Yeah,
like you could come back. A charge.
I could have, but I knew I was going to be driving today to and from work, and I don't know where else to charge to and from work from here. And so I would have been cutting it if I didn't charge it last night.
This does remind me, though, if we can flip this into an impromptu "Am I the Jerk?"
Yes,
EV charger edition. I think I'm worse than the guy who cucked your spot.
Okay, because I also have another example from somebody from last night. As I'm charging the correct spot after that person left, another car pulled up, didn't back in or pull forward. he parked horizontally across three charging spots to plug his car in.
I've seen something, though, where they say that's okay for certain cars. I don't know the circumstances, but I've seen people take pictures of that, and they say, actually, that's what you're supposed to
do.
No,
but he is completely sideways.
No, I know. I'm saying...
He could have just... That car, because I think his charging thing was on the front, he could have just pulled in normally.
I think mine is worse.
What is yours?
I'm going to go ahead and agree without knowing your story.
Yeah, because we know you.
Knowing the person.
And it kind of indirectly relates to Monty.
What?
You'll find out how.
What?
So, they say with the chargers that ideally you put a space in between each car, because if you're right next to somebody, they share the power source and it won't charge as fast. So if you can, you want to leave a space in
between.
Like
a urinal?
Yes, exactly, like a urinal. You feel much more comfortable.
We're talking about a buffer zone. Cam, you don't get it.
Yeah, I can you relate it back to cars? I don't understand urinals.
With your shy bladder.
So, there's a row of 10. And then the charger on the very end, they put in a new sign that is for handicapped Tesla drivers or handicapped EV drivers.
Handicapable.
Handicapable. Handy burden on society.
No leg.
Walker.
And because you know Monty, you use that one?
Well,
I have a friend.
They were all spaced out. There were maybe three spots that were open, but the one that was handicapped had a space next to it. So I was thinking, which makes you the bigger jerk? Parking next to one of the other cars and slowing down their charging, or pulling into the space that has the gap, but is technically supposed to be reserved for handicapped EV drivers? And what do you think I did?
I know what you did.
I threw caution to the wind, and I parked in that handicapped spot, and I saved the rest of the people that were there.
Saved?
Time. Yes, because it takes... All right, it only would have inconvenienced one person, but how am I supposed to Russian roulette who I was going to park next to and ruin their charging?
Do you guys get out of your cars? Like, why do handicapped people need a handicapped charging
system? You have to get out to plug your car into the charger.
Okay.
And that's about it.
But that's it. And it's literally right there next to you.
And if you do like DJ could have done, which is park directly next to somebody, there's not enough room between the cars for you to get out, get chair, maneuver, plug in, and then get back in car.
Boy, I wish the world's, I'm talking Guinness certified, world's most handicapped person showed up,
pulls up
next to you, and you have to watch them struggle for 39 minutes. Get around.
Our potato cornholer pulls up.
Yeah, a guy
like,
that
what?
Is basically just a heart and a brain, and he's trying to crutch over to this thing. He's just falling down over and over.
Should have got there before I did.
You're snoozy-lose.
Sitting in there jamming
you
the
legless
tool.
Bitch.
Just like he's part of my world,
air guitar.
I'm part of his. Yeah, I'm just pounding music in my car. I'm dancing out in front of my car.
And every step he takes is another one where he just eats pavement.
Look, I had a...
Sir...
And because where I park, there's like a little trail, so I'll walk my dog. And I was half expecting, I was like, am I going to have a picture up on the Tesla Reddit of look at this a-hole walking his dog and perfectly able
and
to park
now
in
you're
this
leaving
one.
This poor guy landmines he's going to fall on when he does eventually fall all around his car.
Yeah.
From your dog's ass.
Nah, there's a walking trail.
Is there a service dog loophole you could park in handicap because the dog... serves the handicapped.
Do I just
people.
Have like the blind stick that I pull out just in case? Sorry, that's actually my spot, sir. My dog guides me when I'm driving. Well, if you have the full self drive, you
yeah,
be
I don't
blind.
Need I don't
yeah.
need it. Yeah,
I don't need it.
I do have a hold an old handicap placard if you need one.
Give
to
me
get
that.
You out of these sticky situations.
Yes, like when Larry David had the MAGA hat.
Yeah,
just in case.
As soon as you see this. This lifeless body pull up next to you. You pop that placard on real quick.
I'm one of you, sir.
Sorry.
But moral of the story, just back in. Don't inconvenience other people.
And you know what? Handicapped people should be treated equal. So that's why I think they should all just have normal spots. And that's why I think it's okay that I parked in that spot.
Again, he'll use any opportunity to attack the handicapped.
Yeah, it's his
sorry,
pastime.
Sorry I tell the truth. that most people are too scared to say.
He's going to insist his wedding is at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro so that no one even close to handicapped can go.
I'm going
to
pay for them to jackhammer away all of the ramps and put little moats.
Yeah. We're going to do it like in a sunken floor where we can't get in.